Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You are listening to episode number 151. Today, we are going to share our thoughts on some recent emails and questions that we got, as well as we are actually preparing, as we speak, to head out to the West Coast for the D23.
Literally a couple hours away from leaving.
We are literally recording and hopping on a plane.
You know what I just thought of?
No, I don't.
I bet you there's a few people out there who don't really know what the D23 is.
You know what? I think it's funny that you say that because for the longest time, I didn't even know what it was.
I heard of it and I knew it was something Disney related, but I didn't really realize exactly what it was or what the purpose was it was till about 4 or 5 years ago, I think.
Till you really got on the Disney bandwagon.
Yeah, till we started the podcast. I think 2 years ago in 2015, we talked a lot about, we didn't actually attend the D23 Expo, but we talked about it and there was a lot of rumors that were coming out and they announced, I think they announced Star Wars Land at that one. Bob Iger got on stage and announced that they were doing Star Wars Land for the two parks, and they had some mock-ups of what Pandora was going to look like. So I think it's a cool place, and there's a lot of rumors that are out there in the Disney world. Not necessarily
in the
Disney world, but yeah, in the Disney world, fans world.
Yep, in the Disney universe.
Yes, and I think a lot of them are going to get either confirmed or denied.
Totally, and so we'll love this. Yeah, so the D23, it's actually the official Disney fan club, and they do this expo.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
This isn't the official Disney fan club?
Us, Unlocking the Magic?
I thought we were.
Yeah, you know what?
I mean, not official, but like kind of like...
the unofficial?
Yeah, the outside, the official, with the wink.
Those are too many words.
Disney fan club?
Okay, sure. We'll go with that.
All right, I guess not.
I wanted to mention, though, that the name actually, so D refers to Disney.
Really? Get out of town.
Yep. And the 23, do you know what the 23 refers to?
You told me this like 2 hours ago and I already forgot.
Well, the 23 represents the year 1923, and it's the year that Walt Disney and Roy founded the company when he went to Hollywood and where it all began.
So when he went, speaking of 1923, one of my favorite statues is in California Adventure with Walt in the suitcase.
That is a really great, great statue. And I love seeing that piece there. I love kind of hanging out and reading it and just kind of absorbing exactly what that truly means. I mean, think of that, you know, just the unknown that he must had, but he did definitely had this drive to get things going. So it's really cool to see that and reflect.
Yes. And as you talk about the D23, I just pulled up the D23 website and it says 7 tips for an epic D23 expo.
Whoa, wait.
And I should have read this before we planned our trip.
There are the countdown to the expo, the D23 Expo 2017 is actually, as we're recording, it's 1 day, 13 hours and 40 minutes.
Yes.
Talk about cutting it close here. We probably should have already been there.
Yeah, I think we should have. I think people are already like lining up as we're talking about this from home.
As we're
across the country.
As we're across the country, Bruce is going to share with us the 7 tips that he's read. We're really prepared, aren't we? What do you got for tips?
It says, wear comfy shoes. Now's the time to pull an Anastasia and Dryzilla and try to make uncomfortable shoes work. Pack your comfiest shoes for happy souls. That was tip number one. Number two is stay hydrated.
Gotcha.
Bring a charger. This is a good one. Chargers is a must for D23 Expo.
Is this talking to us?
So much tweeting, texting, and photo snapping, you'll need your phone to have as much energy as you do. You could just do what we do and bring 7 phones.
That's all.
Stay mobile. They have a mobile app. They say you should download that. Actually, strategic shopping is number five.
Wait, let me just tell you, I did download the app. It's pretty cool.
Is it really? What's on the app?
Everything you need to know about the D23. So,
like the schedule, the floor plan.
It's just so cool. It's definitely something we need. I guess what I didn't realize until now is the amount of, the amount of people that go to this expo and the amount of planning you probably should do prior to your visit.
Well, we had some things that were out of our control. So we really literally just decided, and I'm having super low expectations.
Well, you know what? That's the key to life.
Yeah. So my fallback is like, if we can't get into anything at D23, we go over to Disneyland.
That's your fallback?
That's my fallback.
I like your fallback.
So worst case scenario, we spend the day in Disneyland.
Well.
And then we watch Twitter and then we talk to the people who come out of the building.
That's wonderful.
That's epic. What I'm planning
that's
on
epic.
Doing.
Epic right there.
Epic right there. I'm just going to stand outside. What happened in there? Can you please tell me?
Please.
We couldn't get in.
Please, sir.
I had bad shoes. My phone died and I didn't plan ahead.
So
and
what
my
else?
Water ran
did
out.
I, right. Did I cut you off? I'm sorry. Were
yeah,
you,
probably.
I well, because I just want to mention that just going back to the planning, we actually did get a message from our friend April, and she said that she was really excited to hear that we were going, even though it was last minute.
Yes.
But she wanted to share some information. So here's some other information that you should probably
know. Are you going to read again?
I'm not going to read word for word.
All right.
Relax. But I think this is great information for those of you that are going or those of you that might want to go someday in the future. I think it's just, it's great. It's I'm kind of excited that it's our first time because we can kind of work out the kinks. I think I can tell you what not to do maybe.
Well, I mean, that's what this whole show is about.
Isn't it though?
We're like the crash test dummies for Disney World vacations.
Perfect. And we bring the kids along. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So first off, she says that we really do need to make a plan. So
whoops.
It looks like Connie will be doing the planning on this one, probably on the flight over. It says, go on the website and decide which presentations are the most important to you. Some will be held at the same time as others that you might want to attend. So you'll have to decide between, which is pretty interesting. I never even thought of that way.
We can split up, though. There's five of us.
She says, something that you'll want to be aware of is that they will take your phones from you upon entering some, if not all, of the presentations because they do not want people to tweet or broadcast.
Which I was aware of that.
Good. You are aware of the rules?
I wonder if you can charge your phone while, like, they're like, can I have your phone? So, you know, can I just charge it over on the wall and you can just watch it for me?
Yeah. Can you just babysit it over there? It needs, yeah. I'm sure they'll do that for you.
I'm a little low.
Okay. So she also says, you'll get them back at the end. So no, don't worry about your phone. But she says also, I'm afraid to share this with you, Bruce, but she says the lines are horrendous. People start lining up for the more popular presentations, most of which are in Hall D23. The night before.
I'm out.
Lines are worse than anything you've ever experienced, so be prepared. Bruce is definitely going to get hangry. Bring snacks and water. Dress comfortably. If you're going to Disney Bound, keep in mind that some of the lines may be outside the building and in the heat. So I'm assuming with Disney Bounding, if you go overboard and you're really got tons of layers on, probably not the best idea. And she says, I think those are the most important points that I wanted to share with you. Have a lot of fun. Pack your patience.
Sounds like I'm going to Disneyland.
It sounds like Connie's going to go to the D23, you guys.
Yeah.
And Bruce is going to head over to Disneyland.
You know what? If you want to wait and go into those, I mean, we don't both need to go in there.
That's true. We could split up. Why don't we tag team it?
We should tag team it. And like, I'll go walk the floor and see if I can network with some people. And
wait,
then you go into the...
I want to network.
You can come out and do that when you come out. Or we can just, well, we have three kids. Why don't we just plant one of them in each line and hold our spot for us?
Okay.
Yeah, we get three lines out of the way. We'll go network and hang out, and then we'll go back.
I mean, we should try to make the most of it. There's five of us. We should all try to grab a task and get going.
So I think that's the plan. That's my plan. I just announced my plan right here.
You just announced your plan.
On the show.
Really, the D23 Expo is honestly the ultimate Disney fan event. Like, if you are a true Disney fan, I'm sure you've always wanted to go or you've read about it and it's something you wanted to do. And I know that it's been on Bruce and I's bucket list forever. And so I'm really excited just to go. I am going to go in low expectations only because there wasn't a lot of planning involved on our part. We definitely realize that, you know, there's going to be a lot of crowds. So, but you know what? I think it is all what you make of it, right?
I want to take people inside the D23. Like, maybe you're listening to this and you can't make it, or you're never going, because it's not cheap to go to.
It isn't.
So if you're not a D23 member, or, you know, maybe you go to Disney World once a year or once every couple of years, going to the D23 Expo is probably not something you're going to be able, not necessarily be able to do, but something you're going to do.
Totally.
So maybe we could take you a little bit behind the scenes inside of there and show you around, and maybe even if you can't attend, you can hang out with us as we bring you in. We're not going to be able to bring you into the presentations, but we'll be able to bring you inside the Expo Center and kind of walk around and show you what it's like to be in there.
In our eyes. Because, listen, there's a lot of podcasters, a lot of people, a lot of fans that have been doing, they were very rehearsed on the D23. So this is kind of our, I guess it'll be definitely a fresh spin on it since we've never done it.
I think it's going to be the most relatable one.
It'll be a hot
mess. It'll be like you, you were to go.
Yeah. What were you expect? It'll be so bad that you guys have to listen and watch.
Yeah, it's going to be
poor Brizengotti.
It's going to be must watch television.
Must watch TV, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's it for the D23. It really is just an amazing event. It only happens every few years, so it's cool because
every 2 years.
Yeah, and so what it's cool about it too is, like, I think it's a lot of fun talking about the Disney rumors, but it's also really fun to kind of guess what they're going to announce. And I think it's really neat that this company does this. It really gets people excited, and I mean, where else can you go? You can dress up for the expo. Can we dress up?
I can't, but you can.
Okay. I just think it'll be cool. I'm definitely going to be doing a lot of
people watching. It says wear comfy shoes so that I can't dress up.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I did ask inside of our Patreon Facebook group what people are most excited to hear or see, or what they wanted us to cover. And Rob was sarcastic as usual. Aaron said possible Epcot changes, which I am excited about too. What's going to happen with Ellen's Energy Adventure? What are they going to do if there's any new lands coming to the showcase? And then Rick says tomorrow Speedway. What's going to happen with that? There's a rumor there's a rumor about a roller coaster coming there. Mm-hmm. And then there's also maybe opening dates that were announced for Star Wars Land, possibly. That'll be exciting.
That will be exciting.
And what they're happening, if there's anything else happening with Epcot or the Magic Kingdom, or I guess I'm most excited about what's happening with the parks.
Me too. I think I am really excited about Star Wars Land. I'm kind of sort of hoping there's something announced with Star Wars Land.
And Hotel?
Yes. Oh my gosh, how'd you know?
I know you would go there.
I really think I could honestly just live there. Like, I really could. So if there's something like that, we might be moving to Florida because I might have to get a job.
I think they'll announce something, I bet. I bet if they're going to announce exactly when Star Wars Land opens, there'll probably be some sort of hotel announcement. I hope so.
I do too. But, you know, I think that's what makes this so fun too, is just guessing and trying to figure out what exactly is happening.
That is true. We are 3 hours behind in that side of the world though.
Oh, yeah.
So our live show on Monday will be at 5 for us. It'll be 8 for you. And then we will be going. So we may be able to go a little bit later.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. That California air.
So I'm excited. Let's get this over with. Let's get the show over with so we can get going.
Okay. So one, I actually want to respond. We've gotten a lot of messages, emails, not so much questions, but emails that we've received that we haven't been able to respond to that I do want to just quickly respond to here on the show today. But we also did get a couple questions, one on Facebook Live, and I thought it would be really cool to talk about this because it was sort of an interesting question that we actually have experience with. Awesome, right? It's always fun when we have experience with and try to answer these questions.
Yeah, it's way easier to answer those ones.
Totally, right? So this one's from Megan, and she says that for her Walt Disney World trip, she is booking fast passes, but she wanted to know, is the Haunted Mansion too scary for a 3-year-old?
Huh.
And I really thought about this question a lot because, you know, we have 3 kids and they're all a little different. And I know our youngest now, we're sort of, I guess you want to say lucky, because she never really had that fear of anything spooky or anything. So it kind of just went over her head. But our older girls, they definitely were frightened. And there was definitely a lot of talking beforehand. And I was saying, it's definitely the cue, I think, before you enter the actual attraction. The queue leading up all the way into the lobby area and the stretching room of the Haunted Mansion. It's the cast members there that are really extremely well. They're just, they really do an incredible job keeping with the storyline. But it's so spooky because they never break character. The kids get nervous.
Well, it depends on if it's night or day.
Do you think it matters?
I think daytime, the queue's not scary.
You know, yeah, that's a good point.
But the stretching room, if you can get past the stretching room, if you can get them past the stretching room, you're fine.
Which the stretching room, essentially, you walk into, so you're in the queue. The queue's outside. It goes. It's one of my favorite queues because it's very interactive. And once you get into the to the door of the Haunted Mansion, you're sort of shuffled through into a lobby. And then you get into the stretching room, which is just a big room. You're all asked to kind of gather in the center. It's really, really dark. But it's a lighthearted... I don't want to describe it as too scary on there because it's really not. It's just the darkness, I think.
And then, the lightning.
And then at the very end of the scene, there's a lightning strike and a scream. And I think that's what really spooks the kids. But if you can kind of talk and giggle with them in that moment, they'll be totally fine past that and in the attraction. Because actually, the attraction itself is super lighthearted and fun. And there's a lot of singing. And
yeah, once you get on the attraction, and I don't even think the queue's that bad. I don't think the queue's that scary. I think the stretching room... And if you're, is it a boy or a girl, does it say?
It doesn't, no. But
if they've been in the, on the Haunted Mansion before, maybe the anticipation for the stretching room is getting them a little anxious.
Oh, that too. I never even thought of that. So that's why
the queue maybe is gets a little antsy. But the queue itself, I don't find to be all that scary. It's when you get in line right before the stretching room, when they push you all together, like when they keep telling me to move closer to the front, like that gets me a little scared.
You're too close to everybody.
Yes. And then inside the stretching room, I could see where people could get frightened, but then once you get out of there, it's really not that scary whatsoever.
You know, it also depends on the cast members that day. You know, you could possibly talk to them and tell them about their, you know, fear. We did have a friend mention right there on Facebook how that they were able to be escorted and bypass the stretching room. However, I'm not sure that's going to be something that they'll regularly do just because, you know, it's going to be hard to shuffle all those people around.
Yeah.
But
and the fast pass does not get you. It gets you past the queue a little, but it doesn't get you past the stretching room.
Yeah.
Somebody else asked that.
Again, just giggle and laugh. And Bruce, you had a really good idea. This is the wonders of technology now. You can definitely show them a YouTube video of the Haunted Mansion and show them kind of what to expect out of it. And you can kind of gauge from there. We've seen kids scream in line towards the end of the line of the queue and going into the room. And then the parents were able to settle them and they did fine. And then there are other times where they couldn't get past the stretching room and they just exited the attraction. So you kind of know your kid.
Or you can do what I do and just tell them it's going to be the scariest thing they've ever seen in their life. And then when they get in there, they're like, that's not the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Dad, what are you saying? That's a great plan. Yeah, Bruce.
Show them a YouTube video, I mean.
Okay.
YouTube is a great resource for parents for anything scary, or if you have a kid who's not sure, maybe they don't want to go on that roller coaster because they think it's too fast or high, or they think the Tower of Terror is scary, or the Haunted Mansion is scary because it says haunted or Tower of Terror. YouTube's a great place for you to go watch the walkthrough or have them watch the walkthrough. Then they know exactly what's coming.
You know, I love that idea. It definitely helped. Our oldest at the time was really scared of the Stitch attraction and really got over her fear by watching videos and kind of knowing what to expect out of the attraction. I'm talking about Stitch's Great Escape in the Magic Kingdom. And so it really helped her a lot. And now it's one of her favorite characters, one of her favorite attractions. I know that it's not so much Bruce's, but that's beside the point. Anyway. All right. Okay. Another question we got from Michelle. This was not on Facebook and this was an email. And she wanted to know, can you bring food into the parks? And when I was reading this email, I was surprised because I guess there's a lot of people out there that don't realize that is one of the greatest things about Disney parks. Yes, you are allowed to bring drinks, food.
Doesn't matter how embarrassing it is either.
Doesn't matter. What's that supposed to mean?
It's like when you have your popped bags of popcorn in your bag and
oh yeah,
you have to take out all of your snacks and your drinks and your containers full of this or that and your yeah. bag of popcorn all on the table as they search your bag. It's not embarrassing at all.
She also asked, do we bring food? And, you know, we do. We even bring food. Well, we even bring food, yeah, when we're on the dining plan. Like, we'll just bring a couple of little things just so that...
Sometimes that 45-minute Peter Pan wait's a long time. You need a
exactly.
snack or two.
You need something while you're waiting in the line. And even though the dining plan is wonderful and you definitely get a lot of food, it's sometimes aggravating to stand in another line when you just want to just get something quick to quell your hangries.
Sometimes, too, what we do is we'll you get one of those coolers that you can easily fold up that are insulated, and you put fruits or snacks inside of that with a couple ice packs, and then you put that in the locker. And then you maybe plan on going back to the locker for lunch rather than buying something in the parks if you're not on the dining plan.
Yeah, just be sure. We're not talking about real coolers, big coolers. Those are not allowed. But yeah,
I said the foldable one.
I know. I just wanted to clarify. Right. But yes, we do that all the time. And you'd be surprised when you open that locker, you think, oh gosh, this is not going to fit. But it actually does.
You'd be surprised what you could squish in there.
You'd be really surprised how many fruits and snacks and sandwiches and water bottles. We also try to freeze water bottles or keep them ice cold. We'll take reusable water. This is, of course, if we're not on the dining plan. When you're on the dining plan, I think all that makes it way easier. But
the frozen water bottles was genius. You freeze water bottles and you leave them in the cooler. That way, halfway through the day, you go back and they're still cold.
Exactly.
And that's even if you don't have a cooler.
You're calling that was genius?
Yeah, I don't think that was your idea. You read that on some website.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that wasn't your idea.
I want to quickly say thank you to Emily. She sent us a photo of a dish called Floridian French toast and is served at one of her favorite local breakfast spots. She says, though it doesn't quite resemble Tonga toast, and of course isn't as good, it always puts me in a Walt Disney World state of mind. Today, it had me thinking of you guys, and I thought I'd share. So thank you, Emily. That was really sweet, and I love that. Anytime you can bring any kind of little pieces of magic at home, I know that I'm constantly obsessed with, I draw Mickey ears all over the house 24/7. So anytime you can do, or something reminds me of Walt Disney World, it's just so awesome. That's one of the ways to really keep the magic alive, don't you think?
And listen to the show.
I
actually want to give a shout out to some of our newest Patreon members.
Okay.
Darren from Facebook joined us on Patreon. Steven Menfee. Brad. Brad actually lives in Australia.
Really?
Yes. He joins us Monday nights, I think over on YouTube.
Way cool.
And he always says, g'day.
Oh, that's so cool.
Like the true Aussie. Angela awesome. And Tammy, thank you guys so much for supporting us over on Patreon. If you want to support us on Patreon and get into our private Facebook group where we do our blooper shows and our unprofessional podcast episodes.
If you think this isn't, if you're right, like this isn't even.
It's way more unprofessional than this.
Exactly.
UnlockingTheMagic.com/Patreon. And Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Thank you for that, Bruce. Thank you for that segment.
Any other questions, Connie?
No, I want to talk about, this isn't a question, this is a comment from Claude, and the question, or the comment rather, says, FastPass for River Journey, not Flight of Passage. Hey guys, love the podcast, still going strong. Pandora has come up a few times now, and Bruce mentioned he'd rather FastPass Flight of Passage instead of River Journey. I am a local pass holder and have visited Pandora many times now. I absolutely recommend FastPass for the River Journey, not Flight of Passage. See, I love getting these emails and messages because everybody has a different point of view.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to hear reasons why, because it, I think, helps different people out. And, you know, everyone's different and everyone has different situations. So it's cool. So thank you. And I'll continue reading the message. So I love the River Journey. It's so relaxing and gorgeous, but that isn't why I recommend FastPass. The ride is pretty short and the queue is pretty uninspired compared to the rest of Pandora and truly feels like a never-ending line. Flight of Passage, on the other hand, has an incredible queue which moves pretty quickly and never leaves you feel like you're being herded. The wait times are also pretty deceptive. All three times I've waited through Flight of Passage, we timed the wait at almost half of what the time said it would be. River Journey, twice now, has been exactly as long as the wait. In short, for Bruce,
Too late.
Basically, River Journey queue is awful, and the short ride may not feel as awesome after a long wait and a boring line. Flight of Passage queue moves quicker than you think and is fully immersive, which you miss, by the way, in the Fastpass line, and you don't feel gypped after the wait. Get Fastpass for River Journey and wait in line for Flight of Passage. Thanks, guys. Bert. And he also put hashtag team talks too much.
I'm out.
I literally wish
fist
you guys
pumped in the air.
I did. I wish you guys could see me right now because I get so excited whenever I read another team's talks too much follower.
That's pretty cool. If you are going to Disney World on a cruise, Disneyland, you should definitely check out Enchanted Escapes. They'll book all of your fast passes, your resort, your hotel reservations. They do all the work for you, basically. Basically, they basically do all the work for you. You basically sit back and relax.
Thanks, Bruce.
And basically take it easy and awesome. Wait for your vacation to start. And I love that. I'm pretty basically loving it. Basically. So enchanted-escapes.com is a website for that. And if you book through them, you get 6 months free inside our Facebook, private Facebook Patreon group. So go check out enchanted-escapes.com. Book your vacation with them. It doesn't cost you any money. And you get access 6 months inside of our Facebook group. You know, Connie just brought something up to me and I paused it. You can leave a voicemail for us over on our website, unlockingthemagic.com. There's a button that says speak pipe. If you have a microphone on your phone or set up on your computer, you can leave a voicemail for you and we'll play it on the next episode of the podcast.
Perfect.
So go leave us a voicemail and say hi. We just like you guys kind of wonder what we look like. We want to know what you hear like. What you sound like, rather. Not hear
what
like.
What you hear like.
What you hear like.
Do you want to go back and edit that out?
I'm not editing that out.
Okay. Keep going.
But I always wonder when people type in on Facebook, like we can see the photo of them. You wonder what they sound like.
That's true.
Because they can see and hear us. So go please leave us a voicemail. I want to hear everybody's voice.
All right.
And on Twitter, we are WWUnlockMagic. That's me, actually, not Connie. On Instagram, it's kind of both of us, UnlockTheMagic. And on Facebook, where we do our Monday night show, 8 p.m. every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, that is, Facebook.com/UnlockingTheMagic. Any other questions we have, Connie, before we wrap it?
You know what? Why don't we save them for next week?
Okay, that's a good idea. We'll save them. Have a question. info@UnlockingTheMagic.com is our website.
Sounded like you were done with me reading.
Yeah, I was done with you reading. I think that's okay. Good enough. We want to get out of here. We're actually leaving in about 4 hours to go to Disneyland.
In other words, Bruce has to pack.
Yeah, I do have to go pack. I'm actually printing right now the packing list.
Oh, boy.
Actually, no, I'm not. I'm just going to wing it this time.
Okay, great.
I'm going to pack my gum and my shorts.
Yep.
And what else?
That's all you need, Bruce.
A couple Star Wars shirts, and I'm good to go.
All righty.
So that's it. Go give us a review on iTunes, too, if you want. If you like the show and you enjoy it, share it with your friends.
You're asking for them to
review on iTunes
after today's show?
I think it was a pretty good show. You don't?
What?
Come on. That was a decent show.
All right.
That was pretty okay and decent.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll see you on Monday. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook because we'll be doing a lot of live streaming over this weekend for the D23 Expo and from Disneyland. So go check us out there. See ya.
Bye, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.